The planked top. What, how, why? Who? Since first showing photos of our English workbench, I've had almost as many questions about the top as I have about bench heights. Well, almost. That's probably because it's quite different to what we're used to seeing with a workbench. What we're used to seeing are tabletops. Heavily built tabletops dropped under heavily built frames. Two separate and independent elements. There are good reasons why we've become accepting of these as the standard. Reasons we'll go into another time. But for the hand tool build, and in particular this English style bench, the plank top makes a lot of sense. With physics, there's a general rule. You don't get oat for note. There's always a compromise. Perfectly acclimatised wood, glued up into a multi-laminated top, is possibly one of the most stable ways of making a top. But, in return, you're going to have to give it gruelling amounts of labour, and you're going to have to crack methods unused in most furniture making. And get it wrong, you're going to be plagued with peeling glue lines. The planked top sits in a rather unusual position. It's one of the most stable ways of top that I know, at least in my testing, and yet it's the easiest to build on both skill and labour, though it's not the most conventional to the modern eye. What is a plank top? In a plank top, the boards which make the top are all independent of each other. They're not glued together, but instead laid onto the frame of the bench and fixed down with a gap between each board. As a rule, they're going to be thin boards, 2 inch and under, and fairly wide, 6 to 12 inch or so. And the construction is best suited to softwood, which is more elastic, although I have had some success with oak. How do we do it? Nail it down straight through the top. Reason 1. Timber movement. Nails with flex and bend, allowing the boards to expand and contract into those gaps. Screws are hard and brittle, so require elongated holes to achieve the same. But we want our tops to be fixed down here. Reason 2. Consider your plane irons. Nailing through the top might sound strange, but I'd rather see the enemy and be able to punch it down than screw from underneath and encounter a stealth demon later on. Remember, this top is quite thin. Why a planked top? We've already explained that it's simple, but thin softwood tops can be one of the big turn-offs for an English-style bench. In 10 to 15 years of hard use and regular flattening, you might not actually have much top left. With a plank top, the solution is easy, as you can simply rip off an individual board and replace it quickly and cheaply. I still don't believe that the majority of benches will ever require the top replacing, but it's good peace of mind for the overthinkers. Also, having this in mind will allow you to use your bench top in ways that you would never dream of doing with a fully fledged laminated hardwood top. On the downside, though, it would take a clever design to make a bench knock down with a plank top, but I've got my own gripe about them anyway. The plank top and English style bench go hand in hand. The bench gets a lot of strength from the top this way, unlike a tabletop situation which you have to allow to slip and slide as it moves. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to different types of tops for different types of benches, but this is the top I'd recommend if you're considering an English style workbench. On Monday, I'll be fixing down our top on the workbench video series, so click for more details.